Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, John Hancock, that gets you all awake and ready.
Oh, buddy, Rock and Roll Star by Oasis.
All right, good stuff.
It's
there.
The walk-up song for the great Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
On the snooker table, yes.
Yeah, one of my heroes.
So, Brian, earlier this week, John and I went and played some snooker together.
Uh-huh.
And right before we began the match against each other, he played this song.
Oh, did he?
And pretended as if he was walking into the building.
Did you have smoke and flares and all that going on, or what?
Next week.
No,
yes, next week.
He's lucky I didn't throw my drink at him.
You know, while we're talking about sports, I guess snooker's a sport. We'll call it.
Yeah, it is.
For purposes of this, I was watching Waino last night. I was going to watch I napped during the second half of the Illinois game. I was going to watch some college football, and then I thought, no way, you got to watch Waino and Molina and John Hancock. How much fun is it to watch Adam Wainwright? And it's not just a pitcher. You know, it's a guy who knows how to pitch.
Well, we're not going to see anything like this for the rest of our lives. You know, these two guys next year will break the all-time record for most games started pitcher and catcher in the history of baseball. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And just remarkable what we're seeing. You know, Waino had all of those injuries. He missed almost two full seasons. And here a few years ago, you know, the velocity was down. It's still not great, but he was getting hit badly. And I think a lot of us thought it was all over. And this guy has just been remarkable. It is so fun to watch.
And Michael, I'm looking forward to the day when Yachty is the manager and Waino is the pitching coach. Or heck, it could be the other way around.
How great would that be? You know, my entire adult baseball experience in St. Louis has consisted of Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright. Of course, when I was younger, we had Ozzy and Tommy Herr and that cast. But my entire adult life has included these two people. And what is there to say about Yadier Molina other than he is truly the best at what he does? And for as it relates to Adam Wainwright, it's just good to see good things happen to good people. Mm-hmm. I don't know Adam Wainwright, but the little that I've pulled together, this is just a good human.
Yeah, he really is just a great, great guy. Okay, now I guess we have you on. We got to talk about some serious things every now and then.
Oh no!
Yeah, President Biden right now traveling to Dover Air Force Base. He's going to honor and mourn the 13 U.S. troops killed in the attack near Kabul Airport, and one of those, of course, a Wentzville Marine. Michael Kelly, what responsibility does President Biden bear for what happened there?
Well, the President of the United States makes calls on a daily basis that put people's lives in peril and also defends freedom. So ultimately, any decision ultimately probably weighs significantly on the president. And more importantly, he is our representative as the person who makes these decisions. Is there responsibility? Yes, he's the president. At the end of the day, this was a military and logistical failure. Hopefully this thing is coming to an end, and we won't have stories like this about young people losing their lives. I don't know how many more lives and brains we're going to mess up and these endless wars. But on this particular day, I can't help but think of these 14 families who their children gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and they should know that they will not be forgotten.
Amen to that. John Hancock, how much blame do you put on the current president for what happened?
Well, I mean, you own the results of your decisions. And, you know, this was also an intelligence failure. I think the United States believed, certainly the president believed, that the Afghan army would be able to hold back the Taliban for up to a year at least, which would have obviously allowed plenty of time for us to evacuate safely and possibly even have gotten some of our military equipment out of there. And the sheer and utter and immediate collapse of the Afghan government, I think, was not foreseen, and it probably should have been. And I think there's an intelligence failure here that has informed a lot of the tragedy.
Yeah, in talking to, like, Senator Durbin was on a conference call the other day, and that's what he was talking about, how surprised everybody was that the Afghans just pretty much dropped their weapons and walked away. They never trusted the government, and I just fail to understand how over 20 years, you know, I mean, you can blame Biden all you want, but there's also blame, I think, on all four presidents during this time. How can we be there for 20 years and have it end like this, John?
Yeah, it's a really good and profound question. Now, and I think the State Department bears a lot of blame here, and I'm one in the minority of people. We've talked about this, but I was perfectly comfortable with the U.S. maintaining a military presence in Afghanistan for a host of national security reasons. Well, that's no longer on the table, and now we've got to do everything we can to get our people out of there without any additional loss of life. And I'm not confident that's going to happen. You've got ISIS-K is on the ground in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda is on the ground in Afghanistan. The Taliban are not exactly, your warm old Uncle Charlie either. There's a lot of bad actors that have convened in that country. And I think it's going to continue to be a trouble spot for us going forward.
Yeah, Michael, do you think that this withdrawal will be completed within 2 days as it is scheduled? And then what? I mean, do we still keep CIA agents in Afghanistan? Do we still, pull off attacks and strikes like we did a couple of days ago?
Well, who knows if this is going to be done in a couple of days, but it is going to be done soon. And I believe, look, we're on our second president now, who has said, look, it's time to quit waging these wars. And, we think about America popping up in the empire we've created, where we're still in Germany and Italy and South Korea and every place that we've ever gone. Clearly now, two presidents in a row, we're making a strategical shift to not be present. Now, this has happened in other places. We monitor Sudan, we monitor Pakistan, and we execute operations there. And I just think this is the direction we're going to go tactically in dealing with the war on terrorism going forward. No longer boots on the ground, but dealing with it from the air.
And we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And so that war on terror continues after 20 years. Let's talk about something a little closer to home. In Missouri, Governor Parson has, canceled his executive order, the state of emergency anyway, for the COVID pandemic. And then he issued another one that's a little narrower. This comes as Kansas City hospitals in particular, their ICUs are practically full, and the Delta variant continues to cause issues around the country and the state. Michael Kelly, what do you think of the governor's move as far as the state of emergency goes?
Well, it defies logic to me. When we have cases going at a more rapid pace than we saw them at the beginning of the pandemic, it really makes no sense to me. I'm not sure why the governor's choosing politics over life, but this seems to be the direction that we're going with in a lot of states. And this is such a preventable situation. We literally have a cure to this problem. People don't want to take that cure. And then on top of it all, if we wear masks, we know it won't get pushed around from person to person. I think the thing that's most stunning to me is the hypocrisy of the GOP as it relates to saying that they want local government, local government, local government, until it's a policy they don't like. And then they want the long and the big foot of government to step in, and that's exactly what Mike Parson's done.
Yeah, John, do you think this his move was political, or was it based on what we're seeing on the ground?
Well, I think it's based on his general inclination that the life goes on, the economy must go on. And it seems to me like we're going to be living with COVID for a very long time. I don't think this is a short term. It's not going to magically disappear one day. And we're going to have to, as a society, learn to live with this, take appropriate safeguards, make smart individual choices. And but it's going to be with us, and it's affected the way all of us live. It's made changes, much like 9/11. It's changed the way that we live, and I think that's going to be with us for the foreseeable future.
All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, as always, appreciate your joining me here on Sunday mornings. Have yourself a great day and a great week.
You bet. Thanks,
Brian.
Have
a great Sunday.
Michael Kelly and John Hancock here on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.